وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم، جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing the life of Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Usama, his kunniyat was Abu Muhammad, his title was Mahbub al-Rasul, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his father's name was Zayd. He was born 6 years before the hijrah in Makkah. His father, Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a beloved slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and known as the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother, Barakah, was known as the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, he inherited the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from both his father and mother. He was born in the lap of Islam. No part of his life was soiled by the impurity of unbelief and polytheism. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly expressed his love for Usama radiallahu ta'ala an, and his attitude towards him also bears testimony to this. From among those who were closely related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not have as much love for anyone as he had for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. However, Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also included in this love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seat Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one thigh and Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his other thigh. He used to bring the two together and say, "O Allah, I show mercy to these two, you also have mercy on them." According to another narration, he used to say, "O Allah, I love these two, you also have love for them." Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Usama is the most beloved of all to me." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on one occasion, "I loved his father the most, now I love him the most." Hazrat Dihya Kalbi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a cotton garment as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu to wear it, who in turn gave it to his wife. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him one day, "Why do you not wear the cotton garment?" He replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I gave it to my wife." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Very well, tell her to wear a chest piece beneath it, or else her body will be visible." So we learn the importance which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid to concealing the awrah, the private part. Unfortunately, let alone the women not practicing on this teaching at present, and they disregard it totally. This is why immorality and nudity are becoming so rife. We seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to remain constantly in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and had the honor of riding with him on journeys. Thus he used to have many opportunities to serve him. In most cases, it was he who used to bring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wudu water. He was very particular about gaining the pleasure of his parents and would not hesitate in spending large sums of money for this purpose. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that during the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the price of datteries had increased to 1,000 dirhams. Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu hollowed the bark of one date tree and removed the resin from inside. So people asked him, "What are you doing? The price of these trees had increased so much and you are destroying them." He replied, "My mother had asked for this, and I fulfill whatever request she makes, providing it is possible for me." Since Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu was nurtured under the wing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a natural affinity with practicing on his teachings. He used to adhere strictly to the sunnah. Even when his body could not bear physical burdens in the latter part of his life, he was regular in keeping optional fasts. A slave said to him on one occasion, "You now have reached an age of weakness and feebleness. Why are you so strict in keeping fast on Mondays and Thursdays?" So he replied, "Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep fast on these days." He memorized a considerable number of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Consequently, many senior sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to refer to him and consult him. When Sayyidina Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not find any ruling with regard to the plague of Amwas, he asked Hazrat Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu about it. So he replied, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'A plague is a type of punishment which was sent to a particular group of the Bani Israel. So when you hear about a plague in a certain place, do not go there, and if you are in it, do not leave that place.'" He passed away in the latter period of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu's governorship in Medina Munawwara in the year 54 Hijri. He was 60 years old at the time. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Now we speak about another very, very prominent sahabi, and his name was Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Khalid. His kunyat was Abu Sulaiman. His title was Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And his mother's name was Lubana, who was a close relative of Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam in the period between 6 Hijri and 8 Hijri. His heart was filled with respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he could not tolerate anyone saying anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or belittling him in any way. He had a special affinity with anything which was connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way. He had Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed hair stitched in one of his hats, which he used to wear when going out for jihad. The most glorious chapter in Hazrat Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu's book is his waging jihad in Allah's cause. A major portion of his life was spent in it. It was his enthusiasm for jihad and his heroic deeds on the battlefield which earned him the title of Saifullah, the sword of Allah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He wielded his sword in about 125 battles. There was not a single span on his body which he did not have any injuries. The propagation of Islam is a religious duty of every Muslim. Hazrat Khalid radiallahu ta'ala fulfilled this duty while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive, and even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed from this world. He was appointed as the commander of many military expeditions, saraya, battles in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take part. He settled down in Medina Munawwara in the latter part of his life. He remained ill for some time and passed away in the year 22 Hijri. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present for his janazah. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate him and fill his qabr with nur. Now we speak about Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Hassan. His kunniyat was Abu al-Walid. His title was Sha'ir al-Rasul, the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father was Thabit and his mother's name was Fariyah. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala and his forefathers were the leaders of their tribe. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam when he was quite weak. He was 60 years old at the time of Hijrah. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala's poems contain themes in the defense of Islam or disparaging the unbelievers. He compiled many poems against the unbelievers. Despite this, his compilations were absolutely pure from obscenities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be greatly pleased by his defense. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him on one occasion, Hassan, ajib an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhi al-Qudus. O Hassan, respond on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, assist him through Jibreel alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on another occasion, Ajihim wa Jibreelu ma'ak. Speak out against the idol worshippers. Jibreel alayhi salam is with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following with regard to the effect which Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala's poetry had on the idol worshippers. Inna qawlahu fihim ashaddu min waq'in nabil. His words against him, against them are more severe than spears. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a pulpit placed in Masjid al-Nabawi. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala would stand on it and sing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This would make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very pleased. When a delegation of the Banu Tamim came, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited some poems in praise of the Quraysh. On hearing him, they all said, the speaker of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better than ours, and his poetry is better than our poet. We now quote a few poems from Shu'ara'ur Rasul. وَذَمَّ الْإِلَهُ إِسْمَ النَّبِيِّ إِلَى اسْمِهِ إِذَا قَالَ فِي الْخَمْسِ الْمُؤَذِّنُ أَشْهَدُ. When the Muaddin says, Ashadu Allah, ilaha illallah, for the five daily salahs, Allah Ta'ala attaches the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his name in the kalima, Ashadu Anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Nabiyun atana ba'da ya'sin wa fatra min al-rusuli wal-awthani fil ardi tu'bad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us after we had become despondent, and after a considerable time had passed since the Prophet of Allah had come into this world. He came to us at a time when idols were being worshipped in the world. فَأَمْسَى سِرَاجًا مُسْتَتِيرًا وَهَادِيًا يَلُوهُ كَمَا لَاحَ الصَّيْقَلُ الْمُهَنَّدِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then became a lamp from which light is acquired, and a guide. His face used to glitter like a highly polished sword. وَأَنْزَلَ لَنَا نَارًا وَبَشَّرَ جَنَّةً وَعَلَّمْنَا الْإِسْلَامَ فَاللَّهُ نَحْمُدُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us of the hellfire and gave us the glad tidings of paradise of Jannah, and he taught us about Islam, so we praise Allah Ta'ala. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ. My eyes have never seen anyone better than you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No woman has ever given birth to anyone more handsome than you. You are created free from every defect. It is as though you were created as you desired. Considering the fact that Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala was an experienced poet, a pious elder, and most of all a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the subject of his poetry also aims at admonishing, advising, and calling his people towards lofty character. He says, Ya jaru man yaghdiru bi dhimmati jarihi minkum fa inna Muhammadan lam yaghdir. O neighbor, the one from amongst you who deceives his neighbor should know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam never deceived anyone. His greatest distinction lies in his being the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who used to compile poems in the defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for him, saying, O Allah, help him with Jibreel alayhi salam. Thus he enjoyed a special closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was reading some poems on one occasion in Masjid al-Nabawi. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala stopped him, so he replied, I used to read poems to someone better than you, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He passed away in the year 54 Hijri during the era of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. He was 120 years old at the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.